USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, comes under immense scrutiny for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Monday, a report details Cuomo's contentious relationship with the New York State Health Department. The Times report claimed 9 top health officials resigned over the last year. The former officials allege Cuomo sidestepped their proposals for dishing out COVID-19 vaccines to residents. They added Cuomo deleted decades worth of planning. 100 House Democrats are asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to include amnesty for some illegal immigrants in the COVID relief package. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is heading up the group of House Democrats who sent a letter to Pelosi over the weekend seeking amnesty for at least 5 million illegal immigrants deemed essential workers and added to the stimulus bill. 6 people were arrested Monday for trespassing after altering California's iconic Hollywood sign, changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
President Trump is expected to give comments to the court Tuesday on the impeachment trial set to begin next week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A week away from his second impeachment trial, former President Donald Trump announced he was bringing in a new legal team. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that in a legal proceeding, that would be cause for a delay in a trial. But since impeachment is a political matter, the president's new team will have to quickly prepare their defense.
They can make arguments for all kinds of things. The fact is, we have to keep remembering that this is a political proceeding, not a legal one. So the normal due process rules wouldn't necessarily obtain. I think what you're seeing is the president has replaced a team that appears to have been, you know, more along the lines of a traditional legal team that wanted to put their head down and proceed with the case. He wants a little bit more of a public defense because it's a political proceeding.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you plan to travel using public transportation like planes, trains, and Ubermobiles, don't forget your mask. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott gets us up to speed on President Biden's mask mandate.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs on planes and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
DeKalb County Police Department in Georgia say rapper Silento, whose real name is Richard Hawk, was arrested Monday for allegedly fatally shooting his older cousin near Atlanta, Georgia. The 23-year-old Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay singer was charged with murder in the January 21st shooting death of 34-year-old Frederick Rooks. After changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B, 5 men and 1 woman was arrested for altering the famed Hollywood sign Monday. All were arrested after climbing back down to Mulholland Drive. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.